Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. Well, we made it to the end of another week. We, of course, have your news headlines coming up on this Friday. We have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. We have music one last time from our artist of the week, Jordan Sparks. And we definitely have a treat for you guys in entertainment spotlight this week. Conversations Live, the radio show, celebrated its 700th guest of 2022. And it just so happened to be award-winning filmmaker Dr. Sasha Youth discussing her new film, Ellis, about Ellis Marsalis. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Friday headlines. In national news, Pelosi to step aside from Dem leadership but remain in Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said Thursday that she will not seek a leadership position in the new Congress, making way for a new generation to steer the party as the Democrats lost control of the House of Representatives in the midterm election. Pelosi announced in a spirited speech on the House floor that she will step aside after leading Democrats for nearly 20 years and in the aftermath of the brutal attack on her husband Paul last month in their San Francisco home. The California Democrat, who rose to become the nation's only woman to wield the Speaker's gavel, said she would remain in Congress as a representative from San Francisco, a position she has held for 35 years when the new Congress convenes in January. "I will not seek re-election to Democratic leadership in the next Congress," she said. "For me, the hour has come for a new generation to lead the Democratic caucus that I so deeply respect. Now," she said, "we must move boldly into the future." Pelosi received a standing ovation after her remarks, and lawmakers and guests one by one went up to offer her hugs, many taking selfies of a moment in history. President Joe Biden spoke with Pelosi in the morning and congratulated her on her historic tenure as Speaker of the House. History will note she is the most consequential Speaker of the House of Representatives in our history, Biden said in a statement, noting her ability to win unity from her caucus and her absolute dignity. "It's an unusual choice for a party leader to stay on after withdrawing from congressional leadership, but Pelosi has long defied convention in pursuing power in Washington." During her remarks on the House floor, Pelosi recapped her career from seeing the Capitol the first time as a young girl with her father, a former congressman and mayor, to serving as Speaker alongside U.S. presidents and doing the people's work. "Every day I am in awe of the majestic miracle that is American democracy," she said. In more national news, Oklahoma executes man for 1993 killing of 3-year-old boy. Oklahoma executed a man Thursday for the torture slaying of his girlfriend's 3-year-old son in 1993, the third of 4 scheduled executions in the U.S. over a 2-day stretch. The state has now put to death 7 people since it resumed carrying out executions in October 2021. In that time, Oklahoma has carried out more executions than neighboring Texas, which since 1976 has executed far more people than any other state. More than half of the 40 people currently on Oklahoma's death row have execution dates set over the next 2 years after the State Court of Criminal Appeals issued a moratorium in 2015 following a botched execution and 2 drug mix-ups in the death chamber. Fairchild's execution was the 16th in the U.S. this year, including 1 in Texas and 1 in Arizona on Wednesday, up from last year's 3-decade low of 11. An execution was also scheduled for later Thursday in Alabama. In entertainment news, Ticketmaster canceling next Taylor Swift concert ticket sale. Ticketmaster says it is canceling today's planned general public sale for Taylor Swift's upcoming stadium tour because it doesn't have enough tickets. The decision came 2 days after a pre-sale event caused the site to crash and left many fans without tickets. The ticketing company said in a statement Thursday, 2 million tickets to the Eras tour next year were sold during pre-sales on Tuesday, the most tickets ever sold on the platform in a single day. Ticketmaster cites extraordinary high demand on ticketing systems and insufficient remaining ticket inventory to meet that demand as a reason for calling off today's sale. Questions remain about how remaining tickets and how many would be sold, but Ticketmaster said about 1.5 million fans who had gone through an early verification process called Verified Fan were invited to purchase tickets and the remaining 2 million were placed on a waiting list. In business news, average long-term U.S. mortgage rates tumbled to 6.61%. The average long-term U.S. mortgage rate tumbled by nearly a half point this week, what will likely remain a significant barrier for potential home buyers if Fed Reserve officials have all but promised more rate hikes in the coming months. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reported Thursday that the average on the key 30-year rate fell to 6.61% from 7% last week. And finally, in more business news, stocks fall as Fed signals rates need to go still higher. Stocks closed lower on Wall Street and Treasury yields rose on Thursday afternoon after more indications from the Fed Reserve that it may need to raise interest rates much higher than many people expect to get inflation under control. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%, with retailers and banks among the biggest weights on the benchmark index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped less than 0.1%, while the Nasdaq Composite closed 0.3% lower. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Friday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Giving up would be the easy way out. Courage shows up when you realize you've gone off course and are willing to make the correction in order to reach your destination. Do not shortchange yourself. Your goals are worth the effort. Have an amazing Friday and enjoy your weekend. Jordan Sparks has been our Artist of the Week this week. Here's his single, Stop This Feeling, for him, Conversations That He Needs. Conversation coming up with filmmaker Dr. Sasha Youth in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us, you're listening to Conversations Daily News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Conversations Live, the radio show, celebrated its 700th guest this year, and that guest was none other than award-winning filmmaker Dr. Sasha Youth, discussing her new film, Ellis, about the life of Ellis Morsalis. Here's a bit of our conversation. Sasha, again, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. Nice to meet you and speak to you. Oh, same here. So let's just start where we are now. So you just had the premiere of Ellis in New York City. I mean, a beautiful place. I lived there briefly for a couple of years. But what was it like for you to see the response to Ellis there?
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. The premiere, world premiere, was at the largest documentary festival in the U.S., the Doc NYC. And on Thursday night, we had the was the premiere, and I was really lucky to have Ellis Marsalis attend and be part of the Q&A, and he gave a very spirited and fun Q&A, so that was already a great experience. But the overall feeling of showing the film was just beautiful, and the audience responded so well, and it was a nice sort of like a beautiful moment to reconnect with Ellis. You know, he died 2 years ago, so it was an overall sort of just a beautiful feeling, and almost 6 years in the making. I was really lived toward that day, and it was just great to show it in New York, my chosen hometown.
Your love of music and storytelling is something, too, that kind of led you to this work. So I want to ask you, when did your own love of music and the stories behind music, when did that begin for you?
When I was, it's funny, when I was very small. I mean, small, I was a child, because my mother played Miles Davis for me. And at first, I had absolutely no grasp of what was going on, and I felt a little overwhelmed by the complexity of the music, but there was also something really intoxicating about it.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations with Daily News. We thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations with Daily News. We'll be back to you guys on Monday with more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a brand new artist of the week, and of course, your entertainment spotlight. And until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today, and let's go make it a great one.